Welcome to the Sportscast, July 18th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit us on thesportscast.net or on Twitter, thesportscast1. And also check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. Summer dog days are here. Sports does not stop. A lot going on. Tomorrow is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. But today we're going to talk a little bit about Steelers. And only one person that knows Steelers that lives in Steeler Nation, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
It's been a while. Thanks for having me back.
It has. It's been since the NFL draft week, of course, which was a success for a lot of teams. It was positive for the most part, don't you think?
Yeah. I think the Steelers had a good draft. We'll see. The big one is Kenny Pickett. We'll see. That was a very controversial pick, so we'll see if it works out. But definitely not boring, that's for sure.
Speaking about Kenny Pickett, I've been hearing there will be a quarterback competition with Pickett versus Trubisky. How do you think the season might lay out? Do you think it'll be half the season with Trubisky and then like the later half with Pickett? How do you foresee it?
It's very possible. It's very possible that what's generally thought of is that Trubisky will definitely start the season, and then where it goes from there, they don't know. Most likely, I think what they want to do is just give Trubisky the just see how he does and go from there. If he gets hurt or something like that, then so be it. They could put Pickett in. Maybe if Trubisky doesn't do well, then they'll throw Pickett in. But I think they would be okay if Trubisky just played the whole year and let Kenny Pickett sit, even though he's an older draft pick. That doesn't really matter, I don't think. So I think you want Trubisky to be in there as much as possible, and then if need be, put Kenny Pickett in. But otherwise, just leave Trubisky in there.
Ryan Krista, host of Hoops Talk on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, asks or comments that says he was a big fan of the Steelers re-signing Letang and Malkin.
It was actually the Penguins. The Penguins resigned us.
My bad. Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
that was the big Penguins news. They decided to Letang and Malkin were free agents, and they brought him back. And so basically, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang will be together probably for at least 20 years. So it's crazy that a trio of players have played together that long. I don't agree with the moves. I think they should have gone younger, especially with Malkin. I'm okay with Letang, but that's what they decided. They're gonna go old. So there you go.
How were your thoughts over the Penguins' run in the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs bracket?
Well, they haven't been good. In the playoff, they failed in the playoffs for the past 5 years, and they've had first round exits in the last 4 years. So the thought of keeping everyone together is a little questionable because they keep failing. But you could have excuses that you say, well, the goaltending was bad, or the goaltending was hurt, or whatever. So you could always have excuses as to why they failed. And I guess that's what they're saying is, well, that was a fluke. Okay, we'll see.
Penguins, which you're a big Penguin fan, is that
a huge Penguin fan?
Okay, yes. It's the second biggest team in Pittsburgh, I believe. Pirates, I heard, are like not a favorite team over there.
They're not, because basically either the structure of baseball or the owner that really doesn't care about winning, they just care about making money. So anytime they get a good player, they trade him to the Yankees or something like that. So it's really hard to being a baseball fan in Pittsburgh.
All right, let's move into Pittsburgh, to a new stadium name, not to a new stadium itself. It's no longer Heinz Field after 21 years. The new name is Acrisure Stadium after the two sides came to terms on a 15-year agreement. No one could pronounce it till this week. Your thoughts over the name change, Mr. Toscano?
People are big mad. People in Pittsburgh are very angry over this. I think everyone had the same reaction when they heard about this. First of all, what the heck is an Acrisure? And I don't care. I'm still calling it Heinz Field. So I don't. It doesn't matter what they call it. People are going to call it Heinz Field. I'm just. What annoys me is that it's some company based in Michigan. It's basically. I mean, this is not the first time we've seen a stadium get a stupid name or something like that. I think what the LA arena is called crypto.com arena or something like that. So, you know, we've seen this before and they paid a lot of money. I think it's like $10 million a year for 15 years. So you can't blame them for taking the money, but it's just a really bad look and nobody knows what the heck an Acrisure is.
Acrisure is actually a financial tech company. According to the release, the company provides AI-driven solutions for asset management, cyber services, and real estate services clients. So this is another tech company, not really crypto, but I guess they're making money. They can afford those naming rights, and we're going to see more of that. I mean, here in Miami, the Miami Heat Stadium is called FTX, which is a crypto app where you can able to sell and exchange and buy crypto, sell crypto, whatnot. And of course, LA is crypto.com. Now Pittsburgh is going the 21st century. And well, first their name was Three River Stadium, which was called like that for a while. Then Heinz Field. Now, were you a big Heinz Field name stadium for the Steelers, or
I was okay with Heinz Field because Heinz Field is a company that I don't think they're based in Pittsburgh anymore, but they were based in Pittsburgh. And we identify with Heinz ketchup. We love our Heinz ketchup. So it made sense to have that. And I think what happened was they let Heinz have that name for, it was a pretty reduced rate. I think they were paying like $2.5 million a year or something like that. So they've gone from $2.5 million a year to $10 million a year in rights. So that's a nice little jump. So you can't blame them for taking the money.
Why pay more? Why pay around $15 million? People are still going to use ketchup in their burgers, in their fries,
that's right,
and mac and cheese.
So ketchup isn't going away.
There has been a petition that started this week by fan named Daniel Sass, and he says Heinz Field is the only sponsored stadium that the team has ever played in. Sass wrote, previously playing at Three River Stadium, Pitt Stadium, and before that, Forbes Field. Did not know that. But now the Heinz Field sponsorship is no more. Its name was just announced, and it's horrible. Sass then added that anything would have been better than Acrisure Stadium. Joey, would you sign that petition? Or are you like, I'm not going to waste my signature on that?
I'll sign it, but I don't think it's going to matter at all. It's, no. You know, let's just call it Heinz Field. It doesn't matter. They can't stop us.
Yeah, and there has been some criticism by former coach Bill Cowher. I think Roethlisberger mentioned something recently as well. But hey, it is what it is. I'd like to see how they to put the sign up at the new at the stadium. I always want to say new stadium. I'm not sure why I'm saying that. At the stadium, and of course, the Steelers. We'll still be the Steelers. So, anyways, off season.
Yeah. Maybe they'll rename the Steelers. Maybe they'll be the Acrisure Crypto Bitcoins or something.
Exactly. Off season moves. I went through it this. I did some research and I didn't see much going on in the off season. Of course, the NFL draft with Pickett. All I saw was they signed wide receiver Calvin Austin III. Stephen Tuitt retiring. Not much going on, Joe.
No, the big thing was that they made some additions to their offensive line. They got Mason Cole. They got James Daniels. and Cole should be the center and James Daniels should be the right guard. So they redid their redid their offensive line a little bit. Besides drafting Kenny Pickett, they also drafted George Pickens, the wide receiver, in the second round, and he is expected to play a lot. So yeah, it's there haven't been many moves, but the big thing is, and their big weakness last year was their offensive line, and so they've made moves to try to fix that, and hopefully they did.
Now with the Steelers, the 22 season might be looking good for them. Why do I say that? Cleveland Browns, Deshaun Watson, the issue that is still speculating how many games he'll be suspended. I think he will get a good amount. Will this open up for the Steelers perhaps for a playoff run this season?
I think the Browns are going to be a mess. I think the Bengals are going to have a Super Bowl hangover. I think they're in line for a little bit of a downturn. But the Ravens are going to be scary good. The only reason they were bad last year is because they had insane amount of injuries. And so you figure that's not going to happen again. The Steelers are a giant wild card. We don't know what's going to happen with, we don't know how good Mitch Trubisky is going to be. Maybe he'll be good. Maybe he'll be bad. Maybe it'll be, I mean, there's, we don't know. So, one thing that's a little bit scary is the Steelers had many, I think more than any other team, close games decided by one score. And they had a very good record in those games, mostly because of Ben Roethlisberger. Well, Ben Roethlisberger isn't there anymore. So they're kind of in line to, instead of winning some of those games, to lose some of those games. So that's a little bit scary. So I think the Steelers' conservative projection would be to win 9 or 10 games and maybe get one of those last playoff spots.
Something that's very possible. Their first three regular season games will be against the Bengals, Patriots, and then the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns is basically a guaranteed win because they are just an absolute mess. And no matter what happens with Deshaun Watson, he'll definitely be out that at least for three games. So that's a win. Who knows what's going on with the Patriots? I mean, I'm of the belief that Tom Brady made that team, and Mac Jones is okay, but the Patriots aren't these aren't your father's Patriots. So I that should be. But the Bengals, I think the Bengals will be good at least early on. So that's probably a loss. So I'm guessing the Steelers will come out of that first three games 2-1.
Which the Bengals has stiffened up their OL line, so we'll see what happens there. And of course, as Joe was saying, Patriots not much the same. Josh McDaniels left the offensive coordinator to Las Vegas Raiders, and I heard the play calling will be between Joe Judge and Matt Patricia.
Yeah. Matt Patricia, who is I believe a defensive coordinator before, known as a defensive coach, and now he's going to be the offensive coordinator. Okay, whatever. Like I said, I think Bill Belichick is a great coach, one of the greatest of all time. However, as a general manager, I think he stinks. I think he does not bring in good players, and I think that's going to be their downfall.
That is going to be a downfall. I would not be surprised. Kraft says your time's up.
Possible. It's possible. You could only put up, no matter who you are, you could only put up with so long of losing.
Exactly. Let's go into more entertainment. Former Steelers Le'Veon Bell will face Adrian Peterson for a entertainment exhibition boxing match in Los Angeles on July 30th. Actually, it's next week. The two running backs will face off against one each other in the Crypto.com arena. They will co-main event a show featuring Austin McBroom versus Anson Gibb. No idea who they are. Peterson was the most dominant running backs of all time. He was drafted by the Vikings in 2007 NFL draft for following a run at Oklahoma. He set an NFL record his rookie year. Tore his ACL in 2011, and then things went downhill for him. But Le'Veon Bell hasn't played, I believe, in 3 years. Your thoughts over boxing? Could this help him out to come back?
Le'Veon Bell is a very polarizing figure in Pittsburgh because of the way he left that whole thing with the the Steelers tried to sign him to a long-term contract and he didn't want it, so they put him in the franchise tag, and then even when they put him on the franchise tag, he refused to play, so he basically sat out a year, and it was just a big he burned the bridge. So Steeler fans basically hate Le'Veon Bell, even though he was very good for the time he was with the Steelers. Then he went on to the Jets and who knows who else, and basically sucked. So he lost a lot of money when he pulled those shenanigans. So if he can make some of it back boxing, hey, good for you, buddy.
Yeah, he played for the Jets after the after leaving the Steelers. Then he played with the Chiefs, which I do remember that. I believe when that one, I think Kareem Hunt went to Browns, they picked them up. And then he went to the Ravens. He had a short stint there. Then the Bucks. I forgot he played for the Bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Basically, after he left the Steelers, he wasn't very good anymore. At one time, he was one of the best backs in the league. But then, hey, whatever. Go have fun boxing.
And Le'Veon Bell is following the steps of these entertainers that want to be boxers. Jake Paul, which I think he's successfully, going to do it. He's going to fight a real boxer next month as well. But I believe Lamar Odom as well boxed for a bit. Nate Robinson did. Joe, do you think these athletes, jumping into boxing, is that a smart money grab or, what's the whole objective here for that?
Hey, if there's a market for it, if you're going to be paid a lot of money to have the box, go box, go make that money. It's very interesting that, you have all these celebrities and whatever boxing. I'm not a big fan of the Jake Paul thing. Cause I have a suspicion that it's not exactly, on the up and up. I think it's a little staged, but hey, I'm a pro wrestling fan, so what do I know?
Yeah, exactly. Which Logan Paul signed with the World Wrestling Entertainment Company. Your thoughts on that?
I'm a big fan of that because he seems to be taking it seriously. I think he has a lot of respect for the business, and I think he will do his best and train hard to make himself look good. He has wrestled in the past and he has looked good. So good for him. And, as long as he takes it seriously and respects it, then cool. Go for it.
Yeah. I think Logan Paul with WWE would be perfect. I think he'll definitely be a success there. Logan Paul has boxed before. Last time he boxed with Mayweather back in July. Hasn't returned since. So I think his career and the sport of boxing is over. So we'll see how he does with wrestling. And I think he'll do all right, as Joe said. A former Steeler retired today, wide receiver Ryan Switzer. I don't remember much of him. He played in multiple teams with the Browns, Steelers. He was a standout receiver at North Carolina and had a five-year career at the NFL. And he appeared, I think, he appeared in an NFL game in 2019, hasn't appeared since. He announced on Twitter. He spent with the Steelers as a two-year return kicker, kick returner. And then 2018 for Pittsburgh, he also caught 36 passes for 253 yards and a touchdown. Joe, I want to ask you this. Do you remember Ryan Switzer?
I remember Ryan Switzer because he wasn't very good. And yeah, like you said, he was basically there as like a kick returner, punt returner, but because of injuries or who knows why, maybe Ben Roethlisberger liked him or something like that, he got a lot more playing time, but he wasn't very good. And when people would say he wasn't very good, he would fight them on Twitter. He would have arguments with them and he would bring up his credentials like, hey, in high school I did this and I was really good in college and stuff like that. Like, bro, what are you doing? Come on, just ignore that stuff. But yeah, Yeah, I'm. You know, I don't think he's even played that much in the past year or two. I know he's had injuries, but
yeah,
just a minor player. He didn't do much.
Yeah, he got drafted by the Cowboys back in 2017. He was on American College for North Carolina, but best wishes for Ryan Switzer. He might, you know, broadcast for, you know, who knows, Amazon or maybe Fox. But yeah, we'll see what happens with him. And another big news today, Madden 23 ratings came out, and a wide receiver, the biggest standout, Davante Adams, who is now a Raiders. He was formerly a Packers player. Overall rating 99, Madden 23. I mean, is this guy the real deal at 99?
Yeah. He deserves it. He's up there with, you know, if you think of like best wide receivers in the league, you got Stephon Diggs, who's the one in Arizona.
I forgot. Chase Edmonds?
No.
I'll look it up for you. Running back, Cardinals.
The one with Arizona, the one with Buffalo.
James Conner.
No. Justin Jefferson. Jefferson's with the Vikings, but
anyway. Eno Benjamin.
No.
I don't know. I can't find him. Oh, Darrell Williams. No. Oh, wow. For the Cardinals, are you positive?
Yes.
Let me Google this. Arizona Cardinals, where Hopkins plays.
Yeah, Hopkins.
That's right. I was thinking running backs. I'm not sure why I'm thinking running backs. Sorry about that. Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, Davante Adams is in that echelon. So yeah, Davante Adams, Cooper Kupp from the Rams, Justin Jefferson of the Vikings. You can maybe put Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals. Maybe he could be up there. Stephon Diggs of the Bills. I don't want to say Tyreek Hill. Maybe Tyreek Hill is not exactly the best of the best. But anyway, Davante Adams I think it's going to be really interesting when he's now that he's in Miami. I am not a fan of Tua. At
all, me either. So, well, hold on. I'm optimistic. I was optimistic. I'm not so much as before.
Well, this is make it or break it for Tua, because you can't. There's no more excuses. You can't say, well, he doesn't have the players or he doesn't have the system. He has, you know, a great offensive-minded coach. He has the players there. So if they don't succeed, it's all on him. No more excuses. And he better stay healthy.
Yeah, he has to stay healthy. He has the O-line. He has the receivers. He can't go wrong. He shouldn't go wrong, but we'll see what happens. Now with the Patriots not having an offensive coordinator, I think we have a good shot for number two. AFC East.
Yeah, I could see if it all works out, I could definitely see Miami being the second best team, or at least right up there with New England.
Exactly. Here's the rest of the list after Davante Adams. Cooper Kupp at 98. Tyreek Hill at 97. DeAndre Hopkins, Joe's favorite, 96. Stephon Diggs, 95. Jefferson, 93. Mike Evans, 92. Terry McLaurin, 91. Keenan Allen, 91. Amari Cooper, 90. You agree with that list in order?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
I think, you know, this is good for to keep in mind for fantasy, for sure. You know, just look at your players and make sure you pick the right ones. Cooper Kupp is pretty high, but he had a good season in the Rams last year with Matt Stafford. So, but yeah, Madden 23. How reliable is Madden 23?
They say that they put a lot into the ratings and stuff, but I don't know. Apparently, they just made J.J. Watt also a 99, which is T.J. Watt a 99. So that's cool. He deserves that.
He's been talked about a lot. Yeah.
So I don't know. This is my least favorite time of the year. I hate mock drafts and I hate Madden ratings. People talk way too much about that stuff.
You know,
there's nothing else to talk about.
There's nothing else to talk about. Ryan Switzer makes the news. 2 weeks is the Hall of Fame game, but the Hall of Fame game is not exciting. It's not.
In 2 weeks is oh my goodness, we're almost at training camp. That's exciting. I'm just
yeah, and a lot of the players reported today. But is it's Hall of Fame game in I believe in a week. I don't think it's 2 weeks. It should be around. Oh wow, it might be a week.
I believe the Steelers. I'll look it up. I believe the Steelers reports at the end of July, which is holy cow, no about way. Next week. So
that's too late.
Yeah, it is. It does seem pretty late. Yeah. But yeah, I mean the Hall of Fame game is just the worst. It's the Hall of Fame game is worse than any USFL or any other one of those wacky leagues that they made up. The Hall of Fame game is worse football than that. That's how bad it is.
So you didn't watch much of the USFL this past season?
No, it was kind of depressing. I mean, I hope they make it to another season, but I really hope that they have it in actual cities, because they all had it in the same place in Alabama,
Birmingham,
and yeah. There were like 10 people in the stands, and that just made it seem really low class and low, just really bad. It's a really bad look to have nobody in the stands. That just made it look really bad. So I hope they actually bring it to the actual cities, and they actually survive for another year. That's the thing with these leagues, is they make it 1 year and then that's it. So just keep on going on and make some progress, because I think it's very important to have these smaller leagues out there for the players to show what they could do.
I agree. I think which is like a case in point of the XFL in the early 2000s, the Alliance that happened 2 years ago, it brought players into the NFL. You know, players that you might have seen a couple years ago and they went off the grid a bit, but you give them another chance to prove, hey, I could play in the NFL. I'm good. Look what I can do. Love it. XFL begins next year. So we'll see what happens there. In soccer news, I never thought, which I think Joe mentioned this to me before, he is a Leeds fan. Leeds United is a club in the Premier League in England, which is coached by an American, Jesse March, and bringing some more American players. Joe, tell me your background story. Why'd you become a Leeds? Is it a Pittsburgh connection?
There sort of is a Pittsburgh connection. It's more of a Twitter connection. I have friends in England from Twitter that, because they got the Pittsburgh local sports network in England, they became fans of the Pirates and Penguins, and as kind of a and so we became friends. And then I saw that they were such Leeds United diehards. I said, "What is this Leeds United?" And I looked into it, and it is mostly a heartbreaking franchise. It just has one heartbreak after the other over the years, especially the recent history. So I've been a fan for about 5 years now, and yeah, they were in the lower league. And then they finally made it to the Premier League a couple years ago. But last year, they came so close to being relegated. They were within a goal of being sent back down to the Championship. And that would have been so demoralizing. So they barely stayed in the Premier League. They fired their coach Bielsa, and they have this Jesse Marsh, who's an American. He's bringing in his own players. He's going to play his system, so we'll see how that works out. They just lost Calvin Phillips. They just lost Rafinha, which is a big loss. They lost Calvin Phillips, which is a big loss. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes, but just don't get sent down. I can't take another relegation. Oh my goodness, that was scary.
Joey is he mentioned a couple key words that I would never thought he would mention: relegation, Rafinha, Bielsa. Wow, you're definitely following this team. Feels like you're gonna watch them every weekend when the season starts.
So I found a group of fans in Pittsburgh. We watch the games in a bar. They're usually on at like Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings here, and we all go watch the game together and live and die with the team. So that is so much fun when you could watch games together. So I'm at that now. I am no soccer expert by any means, but I do follow the team.
No, that's pretty awesome. I am a soccer Premier League fan. I watch it every weekend. Who's I always wonder, what was that?
What's your team?
My team is Liverpool.
Ah, okay.
Liverpool. Yeah, so I've been a Liverpool fan for the past 10 years or so, and they've been winning lately. It's been great. Of course, we suffered. When I became a fan, we were not that good. We were, you know, maybe, yeah, for sure, top four, top five. But we didn't want, you know, weren't winning anything. Now we've been winning a little bit more, getting closer. And, of course, Man City is the antagonist. So hopefully we'll get to win again. But I'm pretty content. I've had a good couple, 2, 3 years, 4 years. Klopp has changed everything. Of course, the ownership is the same ownership as the Red Sox. But Leeds is good. Leeds obviously sold Rafinha and Calvert-Lewin, I think his name is. And they got some couple Americans, some new players. So hopefully they'll be competitive. And you know, here's the thing with the Premier League. It feels like if you're not in like the top four or five, like say like the Arsenals or Man City or like the Uniteds, you're kind of like you have this belief where I, you know, where you just, you know, don't believe that. Pretty much don't believe that you have a chance to win or anything. So it's quite interesting how like the whole versus in the NFL, Steelers want to win the Super Bowl. The Dolphins want to win the Super Bowl, but over there is not so much like the belief in that.
I love the fact that if you're bad, you get sent down to another league and you get punished for being bad. That's what we need more in American sports. We need more of that. We need more of if, you know, not just you actually get rewarded if you're bad and here you tank, you get a good draft pick. But we need relegation. You need some kind of punishment for being bad. I think that's what they should do in college football with all this realignment and stuff. I think they should have like a Premier League of college football, the best teams, and then a lower league of the next level, and then just have different levels and stuff like that instead of this conference crap and all of the, I mean, it's all run by money anyway. So let's make incentives for this for this money.
I have thought about the whole college football, but there's other sports and college.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
In college volleyball, so it's like, oh wow, well, like why do I have to move to this conference? Oh yeah, because our football team lost.
Right
now, right. And I can see that happening in baseball because they have minor leagues and all that. In the NFL, maybe now with the USFL and XFL in action.
Yeah, there's just not enough teams. You know, to do that in the NFL. Yeah, maybe if the XFL or other leagues catch on, maybe you could do something like that. But yeah, there needs to be some kind of, I just like how it is that
some type of punishment.
Yeah, punishment. And if you're a lower team and you do well, you get promoted. I like that.
There you have it. Joe Toscano. Once he became a member of the sports cast, soccer was going to creep into him eventually. All right, Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Leeds and the Steelers?
I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, a V instead of an F on Twitter. That's where I live. That's where I tweet way too much, but that's how to find me.
Yes, Joey is the master Twitter. I think he gets paid for that for a living, apparently, but I won't get into details on that. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1. We'll be back Wednesday. Alan West is coming back. He's going to speak more about Washington sports. And then Jeff Jishnak, a Canadian that likes the Cowboys, will be back because he has so much to spill. We couldn't hold it into an hour, but NFL's gearing in. Pretty excited. And, of course, let's get this baseball thing out of the way with the All-Star game. But anyways, Joey, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me.